Thank you, Bettina, for your questions. I'm happy to have opportunity to share what's going on in Croatia regarding small-scale systems. So around 37% of community-managed small drinking water supply systems indicate microbiological contamination. On the other hand, those public small public water supply systems indicate low exceedance rate. So Croatian government decided to incorporate those small systems into public one, but this process, although it is beneficial in the long run, it is time-consuming. So from the public health point of view, it's necessary to conduct activities as soon as possible. So as one response to those challenges, Croatian Institute of Public Health, together with our IT company, Ericsson Nikola Tesla, is implementing a project WaterQ, digital transformation of water quality monitoring. And through this project, we will improve national register of small systems. We also will improve data collection and use, as well risk assessment and reporting. So from practical side, this project include implementation at the moment at three pilot location, and from the June this year, sensors hourly measure chlorine, turbidity, temperature, and conductivity, which enables much better insight in the system functioning. So just for comparison, as those are small systems, they had a very low number of samples taken per year, up to 8 maximum. So this WaterQ early warning system will contribute in prevention and better management of those systems. So main benefits of all this project, we see in unified data at one place, but also that we will have much more data in digital form available for advanced analytics and risk management. So additional aspect of this project is also developed WaterQ mobile application, which provides consumers with easy to understand data about water quality, but also serve as one very good way of communication between people, managers, public health institutions. So that's for the moment what we can share with you.